The Democratic Alliance will intensify oversight over the Mafube local municipality and demand immediate action to ensure clean, reliable water for all residents. The failure to address water quality and supply issues in Frankfurt, Tweeling and surrounding areas continues to harm the community, despite adequate rainfall and ongoing projects. On 14 January 2024, during a monthly feedback meeting on the Lesotho Highlands water project shutdown, DA Councillor Suzette Steyn represented the interests of Mafube residents. The meeting covered updates on the maintenance-related tunnel closure, municipal interventions during this period, and the condition of local rivers. At the previous meeting on 11 December 2024, the Department of Water and Sanitation official, Mrs. Gerda Venter, committed to discussing water quality testing results with Mr. Tejane, Mafube's acting technical director. However, at the January meeting, Mr. Tejane admitted to failing to meet this request. He attributed the lack of water quality control in Frankfurt and Tweeling to high turbidity levels in the Wilge River and Liebenbergsvlei. Additionally, he revealed that three of the six sand filters at Frankfurt's water treatment plant are non-operational, with the plant upgrade only expected to be completed by October 2025. The ongoing Frankfurt abstraction and raw water supply upgrade project aims to resolve these issues. Key benefits of this project include implementing an immediate temporary pumping solution at the Frankfurt abstraction works, refurbishing Frankfurt's water treatment plant and replacing the current pipeline, prone to frequent bursts, with a more durable pipe that will increase capacity. Construction is already underway. However, Engineer Philip de Wet from the Department of Water and Sanitation criticized Mafube local municipality's poor project management, underspending and slow progress, which limit the department's ability to allocate additional funds. He also highlighted severe waste dumping near the Frankfurt extraction point, warning it could lead to contamination. Immediate action to clean this area is critical. Mr. Tejane noted that a request for assistance with debris removal was submitted to the Department of Environmental Affairs, but feedback is still pending. The water crisis in Tweeling also remains dire. Residents have endured an 8-day outage without any prior communication. Mr. Tejane explained that the burnt-out cable required a new pump motor, while delays in upgrading the Tweeling pump station exacerbated the situation. Rural Free State has since begun upgrading the electrical system, but persistent low water pressure continues to affect high-lying areas. This issue can only be resolved when six new boreholes are equipped and operational. Unfortunately, the borehole pump house's relocation due to flatline issues has delayed the progress. DWS confirmed that they have received the updated servitude request. The DA is deeply alarmed by Mafube's insufficient water quality control measures. The reliance on jar tests conducted by chemical suppliers is inadequate to ensure potable water for our communities. Complaints about yellow, foul-smelling water are increasing daily, raising serious public health concerns. To address these challenges, the DA will submit formal questions to the Department of Water and Sanitation regarding water quality testing processes and timelines for infrastructure upgrades. We will demand Mafube Municipality to urgently expedite all outstanding processes, including the relocation of the Tweeling pump house and the completion of Frankfurt's water treatment plant upgrade. Insist on immediate waste removal near Frankfurt's water extraction point to prevent contamination and strengthen our oversight efforts to hold the municipality accountable for providing safe, clean drinking water, a basic human right. The neglect of Mafube's water systems continues to harm residents' health and daily lives. The DA calls on the municipality to prioritize action and restore dignity to our communities.